Welcome to the CWA Radio Network, brought to you 7 days a week by Christian Women Affiliates.
Today's show is Foundational Gifts, hosted by life coach and leadership strategist Nicole Kirksey. Nicole offers her spiritual gifts to encourage us all to live boldly and to fan the flame of God's gifts in us.
For the next 60 minutes, we invite you to join us live via the chat room. Click to talk with the host or call in via our toll-free call-in number, 347-850-8893. After the show, we invite you to join us at ChristianWomenAffiliate.com. Here's your host.
Well, hola, 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 and welcome back to the Foundational Gifts Blog Talk Radio Show here on the CWA Radio Network, where we give you a 15-minute biblical infusion to help you fully step into the calling of God on our lives for ministry and for service. I'm your host, Coach Nicole Kirksey. Follow me on Twitter at Coach Nicole and visit our Facebook page at Foundational Gifts. So, we are wrapping up our Finding Your Core Value series. We are on session 4 out of 4. In our first session, or our first installment of the series, we talked about what core values are and why they're so important to us as believers. What are their purposes, and how do they show up in our lives? In the second part of our series, we talked about core values as a compass, how knowing what our core values are can help to lead us and guide us in the right direction, steer us toward what we should be going towards and away from things that we shouldn't. In the third installment, we talked about how core values can be a hindrance, or really how they're a help. How if we want to make any level of impactful change in our lives, we have to have our core values affirmed. There's sort of a biological basis to how we think and how we respond to good advice. And part of that is when we have a core element of ourselves, which includes our core values, affirmed. And in this session, we're going to talk about the very basics of finding out what our core values are. This will be the final installment in our core values series. So the Reverend Dr. Lorraine Cohen has a quote. She is a coach and a broadcaster. You may know someone else who is also a coach and a broadcaster. But Reverend Cohen says this. She says, when you act in a way that is in conflict with your heart, your life feels more like a struggle. Unhappiness grows. You can feel disconnected from yourself, self with capital letters. When you make choices and take actions that line up with your values, you will experience greater peace and abundance. End quote. So, one of the things that we've been talking about in the series is how God really, when He knit us in our mother's wombs, He knit some values in there for us. And there are many, many values that we can hold, and provided that they're not unethical values, right? One is not more right than another. A lot of our exploration of values is really just lifting the veil off of what God has already put in us rather than asking God to put something new in us all the time. And so a lot of times when people are feeling like, well, I want to find my life purpose and I want to find meaningful work and I want to make sure that, you know, my ministry is meaningful in that, and they're feeling a little bit out of sorts about that for whatever reason, oftentimes it's because there's a conflict between what it is that we truly value and the types of work that we're doing. And what it is that we're working to do, how it is we're working to serve and impact the world around us, does feel like that struggle that Dr. Cohen talks about, that pull, sort of, I feel like I oughta and I should do this, but I would rather do something else that I don't, that is not even known to me because I'm so committed to staying at the status quo. And it's a struggle. Something in you knows that you're made for better. Something in you knows that there's more there. So there's a struggle, and there's unhappiness that grows. We get discontented, and we don't necessarily know why. We're not aware that we are behaving in ways that are in conflict with our heart or with our values, the way that God created us to think and the way that He prioritized the ways that he prioritized for us, we're not living into those. Even if we're doing good things, that we talk about that all the time on the show. The good versus great, right? There's nothing wrong with doing good things. We should always be good and do what needs to be done. But that doesn't necessarily mean that we're doing what we're supposed to do. So we get unhappy that way. Then we begin to feel discontented or disconnected from ourselves, from our true selves, again, from the way that God made us and the way he knit us together and what he told us to prioritize. We can't have the same priorities and values that our Christian buddies have, or our buddies from the world, or our brothers and sisters from our family of origin, or our people at work all the time. We're unique. We're different. We each have a unique and authentic self that we have to line up with. And we've got to know who that person is, and part of that is knowing our values. And so when we begin to make those choices and take those actions, things that line up with our true values, we do begin to experience that peace, that abundance, that sense of, I'm in line, all is well with the world, all is well in the Lord, and I'm at peace. A lot of times people feel that that comes with age. And I think to some degree, as we age and we get older, we do kind of let go of a lot of things that we realize are not necessarily priorities, things that we may have valued even just a few years ago. Because of life experience, we realize what's important. But not always. Sometimes what we perceive as somebody being mature and at peace is really people just giving up and just kind of settling into the, well, if this is all I'm going to get, I'm going to be satisfied with just this. Sometimes that's okay, but for the most part, I think that it's worth it to really push through and really see all about what God has for us, no matter how old we are, how long we've been walking with the Lord, you know, how long we've been living on this earth. There's always more in Christ. And part of that is getting clear on our values and lining up with that and seeking that peace and abundance that comes from being like, I am in the center of God's will, not because of what people told me ought to do or how I ought to be, but because I know that I am as God has created and designed me to be. So today we talk about ways to find our core values. I have some links on the show description page, exercises for finding your core values, and it should be, it can be sort of an intense and revealing process and deep and emotional, but it should also be fun. Like, it's almost like a scavenger hunt, you know? It should be a joyful process. It should be fun. So here's some steps to make sure that you know what your core values are. First of all, you got to know what core values mean. We talked about that in part one of the series, but I would encourage you to review parts 1, 2, and 3 of the series and just Google up what are values. You'll read a lot about business values because that's where a lot of the dialogue is, but we have interpersonal values as well. And you'll have a lot of list of values that come up if you do that. So know what values mean, what they are, and some examples of those. And I would say grab a values form, like a printed list, really, of values. There are lots of them out there. I'll put some on the show description page. Print it out, look at it, and pray. Literally just spend some time with God in prayer. Use the form as a prayer direction. You know what I mean? A way to sort of help you focus your prayer. God is likely to really reveal to you maybe a value that's not listed on your paper, or to highlight one you never even thought of, really to inform you of what he wants you to set as a priority, as a core element of who you are. So grab a values form and pray. That's another thing that you can do. I would encourage you to complete several core values exercises. The same way I encourage people to do several spiritual gifts inventories. Don't just take one and run with it. Each measures something different. Some are more scientifically and spiritually based than others, but with this and that. So I would say take several core values exercises, different lists with different core words offered on them. And I would really encourage you to complete these exercises with a coach. And this, when I say a coach, I mean a person who has completed coach-specific training. You know, coaching is an unregulated field, and a lot of people call themselves coaches. But I would encourage you to work with a practicing coach who has coach-specific training and preferably a coach-specific certification, who knows how to work with people around their core values. So that would be, I think, essential and really help you a lot to highlight how values are important, why, and what yours are. And then once you're confident in what your core values are, I would encourage you to begin to evaluate how and where you're living into your core values and how and where you're not living into your core values. I would really just, on my heart immediately, in my spirit, no condemnation, just none. If you get through this exercise and you find out your value is X, Y, and Z and you're not living anywhere near it, no condemnation. None. And if you're not able to switch everything out immediately, no condemnation. Just be aware of it and know that you do have to make change eventually. We talked about that in the third installment, about how there's biblical patterns about the way that God changes us. And one of the things that we got to do is to be committed, to be obedient, and to embrace the changes that God is bringing about in us. But no condemnation that we're not there and that we don't have all the answers and we're not automatically in line, right? This is revelation. We will do better and be better once we know better, once we understand not only what we ought to be doing better, but how we should go about doing it. Don't run out and quit your job because you find out that your job is not in line with your most core value. Like, just don't. No condemnation. Take the time and allow God to renew your mind. Use Romans 12 and Joshua 1 to help guide you on the path to prioritizing your values and fulfilling the call of God on your life. For ministry, for service, for family, for friends, for community, for personal fulfillment. God has called us to live abundant lives, abundance in every area to the overflow. So it's not just about what we give and what we do and what we're producing all the time. I mean, we're so, in our minds, we're so Western, so North American, we're thinking about always being productive, you know. Just being who we are absolutely to the core and being ourselves. We will automatically do and be those things that God wants for us. So using the scripture and allowing us to guide us and to give us a roadmap on how to use our core values would be great. So definitely tweet me. I'm happy to help you walk through this. I'm coach specifically trained. I do coach training. I'm a coach trainer. And I'm willing to work with people. But mostly I just wanted to give you the tools to begin to work on this yourself and to just know that, you know, God has given me this series. He loves you. You who are under the sound of my voice, he loves you, he adores you, and he wants absolutely what's best for you. He made you uniquely. You are of great value and worth to him, and you are priceless in his eyes. And when he put you together, he gave it some considerable thought, the unique combination of elements that he wanted to put together just to make you. And there's not another you around. I don't care if you are an identical quadruplet. There is not another one of you around, and he wants more of you, wants more of you, wants more of you. So that's our show for today, and that is the end of our Core Values series. So please be sure to join us here on Thursdays at 10 a.m. Eastern here on the CWA Radio Network. And until next time...